Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Good morning. It's 7:14 and about 74 degrees outside. Rain off and on today. Maybe some heavier rain a little bit later. And I guess we need it, so maybe activities inside today. Well, that's perfect. Maybe you want to go to the bookstore. The Wordsmith Bookshop is 235 East Main Street, and the owners and manager and the Wordsmith Bookshop family's in the studio. Terry Parks, her husband, John Parks. How are you guys?
Good. Doing fine, yeah. Thank you.
From Kirkwood, Illinois, but Terry grew up in Galesburg.
I did,
yeah.
Yes.
And then assistant manager of the store. I'm going to move my monitor over because I can't see John Henderson's face. There he is, assistant manager of Wordsmith Bookshop. John Henderson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tamara Parks is over here, too, and her Packers. She's all ready for a big game. Who do they play this week, Tamara?
Go Packers.
Go Packers, yeah. And the Raiders. And who else in the family? And the Lions.
The Lions.
That's what happens in the Parks family. We'll talk about that later, but let's talk about the bookstore first. Congratulations, Terry, on the bookstore.
Thank you very much. We're super, super excited to be here.
So I met you many years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Almost 10.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Involved because of the Special Olympics.
Exactly.
And the Polar Plunge and the Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. Mm-hmm. And Tamara's been... Olympian for quite a few years.
For almost 10 years, yes.
Yeah, she's ran the torch.
Yes.
Many times and been an ambassador for Special Olympics also.
Yes.
So that's how I met you guys.
Yes.
And I had no idea you you dabbled in the bookstore game.
Well, about 4.5 years ago, I became store manager over in West Burlington for Book World Inc.
Yeah.
And what
led you there?
A Facebook post.
Yeah.
It was right after John's mom had passed away. I'd spent that previous year taking care of her. She had Alzheimer's. And just happened to be on Facebook one day and saw that they were advertising that they were going to be opening soon. And I thought, oh, what the heck? You know, so I... Excuse me. So I contacted them through Facebook and said, hey, you know, how do I apply,
sure.
You know, and stuff. Because I thought, oh, it would be fun to work in a bookstore. And
no experience so, doing that.
None at all.
But passion
no.
for
Oh,
for
my gosh. Books. Love reading.
Yeah.
I mean, would spend hours and hours a day reading and stuff.
And let me ask you, because you own a bookshop now, are you the physical or the e-reader? Or did you do both? Or you're just an old school book?
Well, it's really interesting. Prior to... 2009, we had a huge library in our house, and in 2009 we had a fire and lost everything.
Oh, wow.
And when we moved to Kirkwood following that fire, I told my husband, I said, you know, I says, the books are nice, but I says, they take up so much room. And that was right when the Kindle came out.
Yeah.
And so I told John, I says, oh, it would be nice to have a Kindle. You know, my library would only be, you know, a sheet of paper big and stuff. And so I got into that, but, you know, that lasted about 2 years and it, you know, went back to print. So
you still love your book.
Oh, I love my books.
Yeah.
Love my books. I like my Kindle when I travel, less
sure.
space and stuff, but definitely give me a book in my hand when I'm at home.
And you can take it down the hill, around the corner, behind the garage, up in your room, anywhere, and get lost in that book.
I can.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about it over a Kindle is it doesn't need batteries.
Yeah, sure.
So
you kind of have to embrace that world. John Henderson is here. Now, I didn't know before this interview that John was your assistant manager and that John, former assistant manager of Barnes & Noble. Is that
yep.
correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Originally from...
Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yeah. And spent some time in North Dakota.
Yep.
Yeah.
About 12 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As working at a Barnes & Noble?
Correct. Well, 5 years of that and 5 years at a TV station.
Okay. Yeah. Assistant manager now of Wordsmith Bookshop. And... And I don't know what year it was, but bookshops of this side, Barnes and Nobles, and what was what's the other big one? I can't think of right now.
Books a Million.
Yeah, Books a Million. Yeah, they kind of took a hit, John.
Oh yeah, they did.
And a lot of them closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Were you a victim of that? Your store?
No, our store was. It was the only bookstore kind of within about 100 miles. So we were all right. We had a pretty good customer
You
base.
Did okay. Yeah. But you saw that as people went to e-readers. Mm-hmm. What happened? Now, was there a shift back? Because did it happen with, like Terry's thinking, people just said, man, I love the physical.
I think so. I mean, most of the people would get an e-reader for, like, travel.
Yeah.
But most of our customers up there and here just love to have a book in their hand. And one of the most common comments I hear when they come in the store is, it smells like books.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I feel the same way about a record store. You walk into a record store downtown, going in to see Rory over at a Dig. It's the same way. I can spend as much time. And I got that feeling when my wife and I, before Memorial Day, walked into your bookstore. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a place, not only that you're going to enjoy being in, you feel welcome, but you're going to spend a little time there, Terry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And is that's how you set it up? Is that how you want
that it? That is. The fixtures and everything we actually got from Book World. When they closed, we bought everything but inventory from them. But one of the things that we did differently was we wanted a little seating area because we wanted to encourage the people to come and, you know, spend a little bit of time making sure that it's the book that they want or, you know, making sure it's the magazine that they want. Another thing that we're finding is, you know, couples come in and sometimes it takes one partner a lot longer than the other to look for books. And so the other one has a place to sit and just kind of kick back and absorb the atmosphere, which I think is great.
That's Terry Parks, owner of Wordsmith Bookshop, and they are at 235 East Main Street with an event. It's Curious George Day at the store.
It is today. Curiosity Day.
Yes. That's so cool. Is he going to show up himself? Is Curious George there today?
We will have Curious George there, and he's going to do a photo op with the kids. This is mainly geared for preschoolers, but we definitely encourage kids of all ages to come out so they can have their photo taken with Curious George. We'll have some activities going on, maybe some snacks, some banana flavored snacks.
I was going to say, is the whole staff here? Who's opening up the store today?
Well, we don't open until 9 o'clock.
Okay, so
we're good as far as carrying the interview.
We'll have you out of here before then. Well, the guy sitting next to you mentioned couples. You can't get an adventure like this unless you do it with the one you love. And John Parks, husband of Terry Parks, and a Raiders fan until they move to Vegas.
Yep, exactly.
I understand, John. I understand totally. John Parks and John, what is your hand in the bookstore? And when she said, after she worked down in Burlington, I want to open a bookstore. What did you say? Is that how it happened?
Well, it was.
What was the conversation?
There was some depression after the bookstore closed.
Sure.
And then I said to her, well, why don't we open up our own?
That came from you.
Yes, it was his idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I seen a little light up in her eye, and I think she was a little hesitant at first because she wasn't sure exactly how that was going to play out. But it seemed to work out well. We started laying the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
And then the process of going. Start talking to financial institutions to try and get the ball going.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess I really don't need to ask because you just said it. You saw the gleam light up in your wife's eye.
Uh-huh.
That made you feel good. And you said, okay, now I'm going 100 miles an hour. Here we go.
This is her passion. This is what she does. She's, as long as I've known her, which is a long time, books have always been in the background.
Yeah.
You know, and I know when we traveled when we were younger, going to, you know, Disneyland and places like this with the kids, there'd always be a book in her hand or a Kindle, one of the two.
Yeah. The Parks family is here, and Terry and John, and assistant manager of Wordsmith Bookshop, John Henderson. We'll talk more to John in just a bit, out of coming out of the great big bookstore and going into a smaller bookstore, which is so welcoming, and they open at 9 o'clock this morning. You got to walk in. And get lost in a book at 235 East Main Street. More with the Wordsmith Bookshop family coming up. It's 7:23, and you're listening to 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. It's WGIL. More after this on Galesburg Live.